Pleased to be joined by Craig Reed. Craig, you're not from the state of Missouri, but we kind of have a local story here where you have been reunited with your dog. Tell us where you're from and kind of this dog story and how it all came about.
Well, I'm presently living in Ohio, and my fourth ex-wife, I've been married 5 times, called me and wanted to come and visit. And I said, yeah, I don't see any problem with that. So she stopped by with the intent of moving in with me. And I said, well, that ain't going to happen. So I said, you know, I gave up women. I've been married 5 times. I got a dog. So she stole my dog when she left Ohio. And I had a heck of a time filing a police report and everything. And I had just about given up on getting that Leon back, and I got another Leon, a dog just like them. They're Pooshans. They're white, a half miniature poodle and half Bichon. I got lost here.
That's all right, but your dog ended up in Rolla, Missouri, and you were...
Rolla, Missouri, yeah, and I'd kind of given up on him, and I got up one morning and on Thanksgiving, and a lady messaged me and said she knew where my dog was because I posted it on Facebook, because I'm a Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash survivor. So I posted it on Facebook that this woman stole my dog, and this woman was happened to be have done something 10 years ago and got 3 days in jail, and she happened to run into my ex-wife that was in there from fleeing the police, and she's in the jail talking about she used to be married to the guy with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Ronnie Van Zant took her virginity and all this crap. So this lady gets out of jail and she's throwing my name around. So this lady gets out of jail and says, I wonder if he's got a Facebook account. So she checks me out, and there's this ad I'm running in Facebook about this woman stealing my dog. So she contacts me and says, I know where your dog is. So I contacted the Rolla Animal Shelter, and they said, yeah, we had your dog, but we had it for the adequate time, and we adopted it out. And I went, no, I got to get it back. And they goes, no, he's adopted out. We can't get him back. So I put Skynyrd Nation on it. That's all the Skynyrds all around the country.
Right.
And an attorney from PETA, and they called the Rolla police chief, and they decided to go to the people that adopted my dog and talk to him about giving my dog back, and they agreed to give my dog back. So I drove down to Rolla to pick up my dog yesterday.
And of course, the lady who helped you out, Lisa Brooks from Vi Burnham, pretty good heart.
Oh, yeah. She's super. It's very cool, man. I mean, very cool thing.
Now, I'm pretty good friends with Lisa. I grew up with her, and I remember when she was a kid, her favorite band was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I think it still is. It's pretty cool how things go all the way around, right?
Oh, I'm telling you. She's saying, you know, it took 10 years for them to put me in there, and they put me in there for a reason right at that time so I could get your dog back to you, you know. And I gotta go with it, man, because, you know, it's not very many chances you're going to get your dog back golden in Ohio and found in Rolla, Missouri without a chip. Anybody with a dog, go get him chipped, especially a cute one.
You bet. Well, Craig Reed, I'm happy you got your dog back. Now let's talk a little bit about Lynyrd Skynyrd. You mentioned you are a surviving member of that 1977 plane crash. Tell us how you got in the band to begin with. You worked with the band, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I was living in Ohio at that time as well, and I was 22 years old, and the band had just got off of the Who tour, and I happened to be checking into a hotel with a young woman, and the woman at the desk said, you know the band The Who? And I said, well, yeah, of course I do. And she said, well, they're in these rooms adjoining you. And I go, yeah, right, you know, The Who and the Holiday Inn in Kent. So I go around there, and here's a Ford Econoline van pulling a U-Haul trailer. So I said, hey, man, you guys hotel band? They goes, no, we're Lynyrd Skynyrd. And at that time, I really never heard of them, you know. Gary and Alan and Billy stuck their head around and asked the roadies to ask them if I had any pot. So I said, yeah, man, here. And they said, we can't afford that much. I goes, oh, that's okay, man. You can have that. So we just kind of partied that weekend, and then I went to 3 shows, and then when they were leaving, Ed King called me up and asked me if I had anything to help him stay awake driving, and so I did. So he asked me if I wanted a job, and I said, doing what? So then about they left, and about 3 weeks later, I got a call from a woman in Florida, and she said, why don't you meet me in Atlanta, Georgia, at Alex Cooley's ballroom? They're having a New Year's Eve party. Lynyrd Skynyrd's playing. You just met those guys, did you? I goes, yeah, I'll meet you down there. So I went down there, and then I've been with them ever since. January 1st, 1974. Yeah, that was my first day.
Now, that's great. Now, the sad news, of course, everybody knows about the plane crash in 77. Is that something that you would like to talk about? I know.
Yeah, I don't have any issues talking about that, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that day and when that went down and what it was
like. You know, there was a rumor going around that Lynyrd Skynyrd was straightening up and they weren't drinking and they weren't doing drugs. Like I said, that was a rumor. But I don't understand how there wasn't a lot of drugs on the plane, because we were doing them pretty hard. We were drinking a lot, you know, and all of us smoked weed. But I don't understand how they didn't find anything on the plane. But anyways, so I got on the plane. I was kind of drunk, and I just kind of fell into a seat. A guy moved over to the aisle side so I could just fall into the window side, so I could just fall into the aisle seat. And the plane took off, and we're like playing cards, and then all of a sudden, you know, they talk about running low on fuel, you know, and I'm winning about $1,700, and I just look over, I said, look out the window, I said, just pull over to that Shell station down there, I'll fill her up. We're just laughing and joking, and none of us really took it serious, you know. We're playing cards, and then they said, no, seriously, we're running low on fuel. And at this time, we're right at basically tree level, and we're following that pipeline. And I'm looking out, and I go, you know, I'm drunk. I'm going, man, this is going to be like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, you know. We're going to put it down into that little patch there, and we're going to belly slide it in there and knock the wings off, and there's no fuel in it. This is going to be cool, you know. And then all of a sudden, the plane took a left. They were going for an open field instead of this pipeline. And then the generator that controlled the ailerons and stuff, it went, lost fuel. And so we had no control of the plane, and it just kind of started hitting trees. And it was like, you know, just tsh, 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 and then bam, bam, bam. And then that's all I remember. Next thing I remember, I'm in the hospital. Well, what happened to me?
You bet. And if you, of course, you lost the lead singer of the band and guitar player and Cassie Gaines.
Yes, Steve and Cassie and Dean Kilpatrick was kind of like my best friend at that time. He was kind of like the band special events coordinator.
So how were you after the crash? What kind of injuries?
I had all my ribs broken, and I had a very serious concussion, and my arm was broke and my foot was broke. But this was October the 20th. By February of 78, I was living in New York City, and I was a guitar tech for Foreigner. And I went out on a tour with Foreigner. I was up there doing their Double Vision album in New York City in the beginning of 1978. Then I did a world tour with them. And then after that, I went out and did a world tour with Journey in 1979. And then I came back, and when Rossington Collins got back together in 80, I did that for a couple years. And then Rossington Collins broke up, and then Alan Collins started a band, and I did that for a couple years. Then he broke up, and then I worked with Marshall Tucker for 7 years. And then I went back to Lynyrd Skynyrd, the tribute tour in 1987, and I did that until 2005. I retired.
Craig Reed, I understand you're now kind of the historian of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, yeah, there ain't many of us left, you know. I mean, it's like me and Gary and Artemis, and there's a Steve Lawler in Dallas, and then there's Mark Frank, and he worked for the sound company, and then Mark Howard, he was a lighting guy, and Clayton Johnson, he's out in San Francisco, and Kevin Elson, he's a big-time sound guy that just cruises all over, and that's about all of us that are left out of 26 people.
Well, Mr. Reed, hey, I appreciate your time. Good, happy story. You got your dog back, and Lisa Brooks over there in Viburnum helped you out in finding it. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go?
Well, yeah, all that, the song What's Your Name, where it says, back at the hotel, Lord, we got such a mess. It seems that one of the crew had to go with one of the guests, and the police say, you can't drink in the bar. What a shame, won't you? Come upstairs, girl. Have a drink of champagne. Well, that member of the crew was me.
Okay. Well, who wrote that for you?
Well, Ronnie did. He was coming out of the bar. I was coming back to the hotel after a gig, and he's coming out of the bar with a babe in one hand and a bottle of whiskey in the other, and put $200 in my shirt pocket and told me to go in there and take care of his light work. He didn't have time. Somebody popped off into him in the bar, and he didn't have time to mess with him. So he wanted me. And I got better things to do. Go take care of him. So I went in there and got in a fight with the guy. And so they threw us all out. So then he wrote a song about it.
That's great. Now, now, Craig, if people would like to find out more about yourself and maybe more about the history of Lynyrd Skynyrd, do you have a Facebook site?
Yeah, but I'm Craig Reed on Facebook. But I got a few accounts. But right now I'm the Craig Reed with that's sitting on a motorcycle with a motorcycle jacket on with holding a little white dog. That's my profile picture.
So you kind of retired now and just enjoying life?
Yeah, I do. I actually, there's a place in Akron, Ohio called Blossom Music, and that's where a lot of the big-time bands come through there. And since I was in the business so long, I kind of still know bus drivers, truck drivers, production managers, lighting guys. And, you know, so every time a band plays up there, a big band, I'll know somebody in there. So, yeah, I go up there and just kind of hang out. It's not hard work. Anybody that wants a good job, you know, in St. Louis or something, they try to apply for the local stagehand union. It's pretty interesting work, and they pay pretty well.
And that's Craig Reed, former stage manager for Lynyrd Skynyrd and plane crash survivor from 1977.